are effective and powerful, because the Bible reminds us through James, the brother of Jesus, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. They are effective, effectual, and powerful. Hallelujah. So we are praying. We are not wasting our time, but I believe we are changing things for the kingdom and changing things for God for the good. Amen. Well, at the outset, I have a few verses of scripture I want to read and elaborate on, and then we're going to go right into prayer. But in 1 Kings, in that 18th chapter, at verse 41, it says, "And Elijah said unto Ahab, Get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. And he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees." He postured himself in a position of prayer. "And said unto his servant, Go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, There is nothing. And he said, Go again 7 times. And in this 7th month of this year, we just ought to be thankful that God has kept us all year long. If you have not been hospitalized, if you are listening to my voice right now, if you still have the hope of glory residing in you, if you still have faith, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith, if you still are believing God for the impossible and the miraculous, glory be to God. That's a reason to praise God. But as we see the man of God, the prophet Elijah, in these few verses, he speaks to the king that he hears the sound of the abundance of rain. Now, mind you, the earth has been dry for 3 years. For 3 years, it has not a drop of rain hit this particular area, this particular region. But Elijah, being sensitive to God's voice, hears the sound of abundance. And that's why we come on these Tuesday nights, because God told us to pray. To pray without ceasing, to pray continual. Men ought always to pray. If my people who have been called by my name, if they would humble themselves, it's a spirit of humility that you dial on your cell phone, that you dial on your landline phone, that you take this hour on these Tuesday nights. You can be watching television. You can be doing so many things. But you and I believe in the importance and priority of prayer. And he hears God, and he tells the king to get yourself ready. Not only that, he goes in a position at top of Mount Carmel, and the Bible says he cast himself down to the earth. He put his head between his knees, and he began to pray. Glory be to God. Elijah began to pray. And when he prayed, I believe he began to activate and alert heaven. And that's what you and I are going to do tonight. As we pray and believe God, I believe that God is going to activate and alert heaven on our behalf. Another thing the prophet Elijah did was he expected God. He believed God, and he received from God. As we pray tonight, I want us to pray with a spirit of expectation. As we pray tonight, I want us to pray believing God. As you and I pray tonight, I want us to receive it by faith. Glory be to God. That he hears our prayers and he responds to our prayers. And finally, as we pray tonight, pray for understanding, pray for godly insight, and pray for a greater wisdom. The Bible says his servant went up and saw nothing. And he said, go back 7 times. And maybe you know the story. He said at that 7th time, he saw a little hand like a man's fist rising up from the sea, rising up from the ocean. And Elijah through his understanding and clarity of God, knew that rain was coming, knew that God was faithful, knew that God would honor him as he prayed to God that can do the impossible. Pastor Rebecca preached with our evangelist Elizabeth Page on Sunday, is there anything too hard for God?
Amen.
That's why we are praying tonight, because God's going to change our children.
Yes.
God's going to turn our marriages around.
Yes.
God's going to do a miracle in our finances.
Yes.
God is going to heal our aching bodies. God is going to turn every affliction and infirmity or sickness and disease that's trying to oppress our bodies. God is going to bless his churches and his people in a mighty way. So as you and I pray tonight, I feel the power of God right now. There's something about the Spirit. There's something about prayer. I was a little fatigued in my body. I worked today, but it's something about prayer that ignites you. It's something about prayer that doesn't take you to be lukewarm. It doesn't allow you to be warm on God, but you get excited. When you start talking about scriptures, you start talking about the word of God, and something supernaturally ignites you. It fires you up. It gives you a passion for the things of God. That's why we pray.
Yeah.
We don't want to become lukewarm. We don't want to become average or mediocre or normal. We want to stay on fire for God because our families need us to be praying. Our communities and our neighborhoods need us to pray.
Yeah.
Our churches need us to pray. Our families and our marriages and our children are looking for somebody to pray in this hour. Because God wants us to pray. So Pastor and I have purpose in our heart, along with the New Creation Church family and every caller from around the nation, around the world that calls in. We touch and agree with you tonight.
Yes.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, even as we pray, Father, I believe like the prophet Elijah so long ago as he prayed with a spirit of expectation, as he prayed for greater understanding, as he prayed because he knew heaven would respond to his prayers, I believe, Lord, that you hear us because the Bible says this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we pray or want anything according to his will, we know that he hears us, and if he hears us, we have what we petition of him. So we are confident tonight. We have a blessed assurance tonight. We have faith to believe that God is hearing our prayers on tonight. So, Lord, turn every negative situation around. Remove every pain that's in our body on tonight. Remove every ounce of sickness that's trying to oppress and infiltrate our bodies. Father God, remove the burden of this recession off of your people. In the name of Jesus, there may be a recession in the land.
Yeah.
There may be a famine in the land. There may be lack in the land. But in the kingdom of God, in the house of prayer, in the house of the Lord, in the church of the living God, you say we are not like this world. We are pilgrims. We are aliens. We are strangers passing through this earth. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are called by your name. Glory be to God. We are the sons and daughters of God because your word says if we believe on Jesus, if we believe that he is the Son of the living God, we are saved. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's why you say, if my people who have been called by my name, and we are your people who have been called by your name on tonight, you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. You are Jehovah Nisi, Lord, you reign. You are the El Shaddai, the big-breasted one, the all-sufficient one. That's why we are praying to you, because you can change things. You can alter things. You can move on our behalf and give us favor from glory in the name of Jesus. So everybody on this prayer line, I speak favor over your life. I pray for a greater favor. I pray for a greater anointing. I pray for more power for you and your family and everything you're doing for God. I pray for a great understanding and revelation of the word of the living God, which is in this earth. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, we speak your word, because your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which you sent it to do. So I speak your word over your people, that we are more than conquerors. I speak your word over your people, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I speak your word over our lives on tonight, that you wish above all things that we will prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. I speak your word tonight, that God is not a man that he shall lie, nor is he the son of man that he shall repent. Has God not said it, and shall it not be done? You cannot curse what God has blessed. Oh, glory be to God. Nobody can curse what God has blessed. There are some people out there. We are in the days of haters. We are in the days of many enemies, many adversaries. But I am here to tell you tonight that no weapon that has been formed against you and your family and your money and your ministry and your church, no weapon that has been formed against you will be able to prosper. Your family is going to be delivered. Your body and your marriage is going to be delivered. Your money is going to increase in every area, in the name of Jesus. We have not. I speak prophetically, because we ask not. And right now, our words matter. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. And right now, we speak life to those dead things. My wife preached on, can the dead bones in Ezekiel chapter 37, can these dead bones live? Can these dry bones live? Can that dead thing be resurrected? And I am here to tell you, if that marriage have died, God can resurrect it. If those kids have walked away from the things of God, God can resurrect it. If you have lost your job through this recession, if you have lost your home through this recession, if you have lost the money in your bank account through this recession, I am telling you that God can resurrect it through the power and the blood of Jesus and the supernatural ability of God. He is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that you and I can ever think, ask, or imagine. Oh, signs, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. I remember when I was an unbeliever, and I wanted the spirit of tongues and the spirit of utterances, and I began to pray to God, because he was taking me higher as a man of God, and I knew that it would empower me. And for those of you right now who have doubt sometimes about the supernatural, I believe that this prayer is breaking every yoke, breaking every chain, breaking every mindset that God wants us to come higher. And as I begin to pray and desire the higher things of God, he gave me the gift of tongues. He gave me the gift of utterance. He gave me the gifts, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that I only know came supernaturally. I came from the world. I did not grow up in the church. And I, for the last 20 years, I've seen signs, wonders, and miracles over the people of God. And if you're on this prayer line, if you're standing in agreement with me for your family, for your marriage, for our church, New Creation Church, we are praying for that church. That church is called by the name of the living God, according to Psalm 127, unless I build a house, they that labor, labor in vain. Unless I watch over the city, they stay up late, they go to bed late in vain. God is building New Creation Church. God is resurrecting New Creation Church. God is transitioning New Creation Church. So in the name of Jesus, we pray for that church. We pray for every family, the Kahlo family, the Simmons family, the, oh, glory be to God, the Tucker family, the Davis family, the Page family, so many families that's represented in that ministry. We pray in the name of Jesus for every member, every family, every worker, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Even as my wife's brother and my sister-in-law and their son came to worship with us on Sunday morning, as they made it back to North Carolina. Thank you for traveling mercies, Lord, as we came from North Carolina. Thank you for traveling mercies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I even pray for our daughter's friend, Samantha, and her family, even as I passed by, that their house caught on fire and they were displaced out of their home. I pray for them right now, Lord, that you would give them peace in the middle of this storm, that you would give them a place to live, even as they experienced this untimely fire. There was no loss of life, no one hurt, but Lord, they lost their property. Encourage that family, a sweet young girl, Kayla's classmate. We pray for her right now, that you would make a way out of no way. Oh, glory be to God. God, that you will make a way out of no way. And we pray for New Creation Church family. We pray for every ministry there. Lord, the Clayton Sound Ministry, the Ministry of Alms and Giving in the name of Jesus, the Children's Church, Lord, the Marriage Ministry that's going to be birthed, the Men's Ministry that's going to be birthed, the Woman's Ministry that's active by my wife, the Woman's Conference and the women that she pour into. Glory be to God. Even as we have our youth conference at the end of the month, Lord, help our young people stay excited about the things of God. Teach them on their level. Put an impartation in their young lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, help them to fall in love with Jesus and the living God at an early age. Help them to deal with peer pressure. Help them to deal with, Lord, the enemy of this world in the name of Jesus. Your word said to put on the whole armor of God. Lord, help us to suit up tonight, to put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our loins girded with the truth of glory be to God, the gospel, our feet shedded with the preparation of the gospel, the shield of faith in our hand, the sword of the word of the living God, in the name of Jesus. You said put on the whole armor of God and doing, oh, hear the Holy Ghost, and doing all you can do to stand until I feel the power of God. All you can do to stand until. Even as I read the prophet Elijah, as we started this prayer, Elijah wanted to give up, but he did everything he could do to stand, and God blessed him. You and I sometimes want to give up. You and I sometimes want to quit, but through the power of prayer, God ignites us. Through the power of prayer, God puts a little more gasoline in our gas tanks. Through the power of prayer, he gives us a refilling, another touch. In the name of Jesus, he gives us a greater anointing. Through the power of prayer, he empowers us to move forward another day. Just put one foot in front of the other and keep believing God. So, Lord, we believe right now that you are doing the miraculous in our children, that you are doing the miraculous in our church. We need a Holy Ghost revival in our churches. We need people to get excited, as my wife preached on Sunday. Get excited again about the things of God. Let our zeal and our passion be known. Give us a boldness that we've never known for the word of God. Help us to hit the streets as we move to Hillside, as we even have another month in Elizabeth. Help us to go and evangelize at the coffee shop, at the local supermarket, at the barber shop, at the hair salon. Let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let us keep talking to more family members about our church and the things of God. Let us talk to our neighbors and invite them to the house of prayer. Let us share our faith, Lord, boldly in the name of Jesus. Give us, Lord, supernatural ability, even a desire, glory be to God, to save souls, even a desire to pray for the backslider, even a desire to go after that prodigal son or that prodigal daughter. You say you leave the 99 and go after that one sheep in the name of Jesus. Lord, keep me and my wife even humble. When we started this church, you told us to be concerned about the one. Go after the one lost child of Israel. Go after that one hurting parent. Go after that person that went through a divorce and having a hard way to go with one book, one sermon, one person at a time. So, Lord, even if we got off track, Put us back on track in the name of Jesus. Help us to get a greater love for your people. Help us to pastor with more glory be to God. Help us to pastor and shepherd your sheep with a more sense of urgency in the name of Jesus. Help us to teach and preach your word like never before. Give us understanding and a greater revelation. A deep is calling unto deep. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Carmen, Sister Rita, Evangelist Rabia, Evangelist Paige. We thank you for Lewis and Darlene. In the name of Jesus, Sister Lori. We thank you for Kevin and Jessica, Lord, Benita. We thank you for the young people. In the name of Jesus, Kayla and Sudani, our daughter Hakita, all of our grandchildren, Joshua and Nairobi, Sudani and Niella, we thank you, Lord, for Justin, my son who lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Touch him right now. In the name of Jesus, touch our son, our eldest son, Justin Simmons by name. Lord, move on his heart. Move on his mind. Arrest him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch his body. Touch his mind. Touch his spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind up everything that's not of you. We bind up and we say, Lord, because your word says, whatever we bind on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, caller, I see that hand. And right now, Lord, glory be to God. As I pray for our oldest son, Justin, we pray for our daughter, Hakita. We pray for Marcus and Kayla, our children, Lord. We pray for the New Creation Church family, every person on this prayer line. Lord, you know what they're standing in the need of. So as I give my wife, the Lord, the prayer line, as I give my wife the prayer line in the name of Jesus, caller, we're going to take that hand and then take that call. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God, glory be to God, glory be to God. People of God, I feel this such a miraculous breakthrough on this line tonight. I believe that as we go away from this prayer tonight, that signs, wonders, and miracles, demonstration of God, the manifestation of his glory, it's going to be so evident, it's going to be so visible, it's going to be so tangible. I just feel the power of God tonight, that God is going, you're going to physically see with your natural eye. It's not just going to remain in the spiritual realm. It's not going to just remain in that invisible realm. But I believe as we pray tonight, God has already sent it over to the natural realm. We got to receive it by faith. I already believe it tonight that we receive it by faith, that God has already did it in the natural realm. That job that you wanted, that job that you needed, your resume has already been approved. The human resource department is already on the phone calling your number. That housing landlord has already given you favor in the name of Jesus. Receive it by faith. Oh, glory be to God. That sickness in your body, if you receive it by faith tonight, has already been destroyed and eliminated and terminated by the living God in the name of Jesus. He has already turned that marriage around. For the glory of his name, your children will walk circumspectly. They all will be saved, every member of your family, in the name of Jesus. So as we take prayer requests tonight, we receive it by faith, God. God is pleased. God is pleased in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Area code 757. Is that a prayer request?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Prophet. I was calling in with a prayer request, and my name is Sister Rick, and I was praying for favor. I will be defending my dissertation in the next few weeks. I'm going to pray for favor as I defend my dissertation, and I'm going to pray for job doors to open for me and housing doors to open on my behalf.
Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Father, right now, we pray for Sister Ricks right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will move on her behalf in the dissertation and employment situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, opening doors for her. Glory be to God. Supernatural doors right now. being opened. The Apostle Paul said, a great door has opened before me, but there are many who oppose me. There is much opposition. So, Lord, even as this door is open and it's wide open, as a matter of fact, it's propped open in the name of Jesus, don't just give her the ability to see the door, but, Lord, give her the discernment to walk through the door in the name of Jesus, because there are enemies. There are people who don't want, Father God, her to get this, Father God, God opportunity. But in the name of Jesus, you have already ordained it from heaven. You have already set it in motion before her mother's womb in the name of Jesus. You have already shown her divine favor from glory. You have already prepared the table in the presence, glory be to God, of every enemy. So, Lord, every wagging tongue silences right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. All this increase in is coming. There's abundance and it's coming. Prosperity is already in your house. Abundance is already in your possession. Glory be to God. Your hand is already on it in the name of Jesus. And what God has blessed, let no man curse in the name of Jesus. So, God, right now we call it done. She and I in this prayer line, we receive it by faith, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, the abundance of monies, the abundance of opportunities, the abundance of breakthrough, manifestation, demonstration of your hand in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we're not looking in the natural. Oh, glory be to God. We believe in the supernatural on tonight. So, Lord, we just touch and agree with our sister that is already heard. We touch and agree with our sister that she got favor, whoever she meet with, whoever she sit down and talk with, whoever has to approve whatever she needs in the name of Jesus. It's already done by faith. It's already signed on a dotted line by faith. It's already been a yes, glory to the God. There's already a yes, my sister. Receive it by faith in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you. We praise you right now. We praise you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. We receive it right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, it is done.
Thank you. I receive it. I know that it is. It is so. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. Amen. It's already done. I felt that thing in my spirit on tonight because God is honoring your faith. And that's why you said... You said it when you said it's done. See, your words matter. Glory be to God. Thank God for we touch and agree. But you said it's done, and God's going to give you glory be to God. You shall have whatsoever you say. You shall have whatsoever you say. The word says when you pray, when you receive that you believe that you will have whatsoever you pray, you shall receive it. According to Mark 11:23. So
Jesus.
I thank God if you called in tonight, we touch and agree, and the Bible says that the two or more touching and agreeing, they shall have what they say. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much. I receive that. Thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome. Continue to listen. Amen?
I will. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. I feel the power of God on this prayer line tonight. The people, oh, glory be to God, the people that are on this prayer line, God is going to do something so mighty, so miraculous, so supernatural. In the, like I said earlier, and I feel that thing so, Pastor, I feel it so strongly that it's not just going to be talk or heresy or rhetoric, but God is going to honor us. We're going to feel the pains that we had in our bodies. We're going to wonder where it went. The kind of things and tendencies and the kind of things that used to get us off track with God, we're going to wonder where it went, but he's going to supernaturally remove things that have been hindering us in the name of Jesus. Somebody, you don't want to be in fear. You don't want to be afraid. You don't want to walk in doubt or being double-minded. And supernaturally, God has already removed that from your life in the name of of Jesus. Somebody has been privately, glory be to God, struggling in a certain area. And right now, God said, privately, what you struggle with, you came to me. And now, publicly, I'm going to make you bring my name glory in the name of Jesus. You're going to talk different, and you're going to walk different, and you're going to act different. And now you're going to receive different in the name of Jesus. Oh, what the enemy tried to stop up, what the enemy tried to close off to you, what the enemy tried to hold up in the name of Jesus. Y'all remember the book of Daniel? The angel said, 21 days ago I heard your prayer, but glory be to God, the prince of Persia helped me up. And the enemy tried to hold up your blessing, beloved, tonight. But God says he can't even stop what I have ordained for your life. The enemy can't even stop what I have ordained for your life. In the name of Jesus. So glory be to God. We receive it by faith on tonight. Lord, the people of God, if there's another prayer request, I just feel that God is doing something on this prayer line. It's something about prayer. And we're in this seventh month of July. Yes, it's just a month, but it's something about the number of seven, the number of completion. As I read from Elijah, he said, go up and go up seven times. And it was at the seventh time he saw a man's hand that looked like a fist way over the ocean. And sometimes prayer helps keep us in the game. Prayer is going to keep us diligent.
Yes.
Prayer is going to keep us persistent.
Yes.
Prayer is going to keep us on fire for God. Remember, the Bible said the race is not given to the swift, nor the strong, nor the one who is wise, but is given to those of us who are going to endure. And if you're part of the New Creation Church family, you know your pastors are not quitters. If you're part of this prayer line, you understand, and some of y'all have witnessed the kind of warfare that we deal with. But we are not quitters. We're not going to give up on God, because God has not given up on us. And that's the kind of members New Creation have. That's the kind of people of God. He is assembling over in Elizabeth and soon to be Hillside. He's raising up an army for his kingdom, because the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violence taken by force. And sometimes we got to claim that job by force. Pastor and I went to our new church location, and we walked the land because we believe, just like when we went to Elizabeth, we walked the land before we went into that church, and we prayed that God bless it. And when we go to Hillside, we're going to pray that God bless us over there. So she and I walked the ground, and we believe God, and you need to walk around your house, even after this prayer line, and touch everything in your house, the bathroom, the kitchen. Go around your house and just touch your stuff and believe in God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
When we purchased our home, we didn't even have it. We were still in a negotiating process, and we laid hands on this house. They had the nerve to let us go upstairs without being supervised. And they said, y'all can go and look at the attic, look at the basement, look at the bedroom, go on a tour of the house. And look at the kitchen.
Yes.
Look at what you're going to purchase. Look at the backyard. And Pastor and me and my kids, we went upstairs and we began to lay hands on the house, because we fell in love with this house. And we began to name it and claim it, but believe in God by prayer. And we began to open up our mouths and say, God, that home is ours. And through prayer and through believing God and through touching and agreeing, we've been in this house now almost 15 years.
Yes.
I'm telling you about the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight in the name of Jesus. Beloved, believe it and receive it by faith. As I said earlier, not many days from now, it's not going to be rhetoric, it's not going to just be talk, but you're going to see a manifestation and a demonstration and reality of what you've been praying for. You're going to see manifestation, demonstration, and reality of what you've been believing God for.
Yes.
Those of you who are looking to close our homes, you've already been approved. Those of you who need the underwriter to approve your loan, it's already done. Those of you who are looking in the name of Jesus for a fulfilled relationship, that husband is looking for you. That wife is already there, my brother, in the name of Jesus. Those of you who are looking for a miraculous healing in your body, God has already removed the sickness. He has already dealt with the infirmity. He has already killed the affliction. He has already terminated that disease in the name of Jesus. And if we believe it by faith on tonight, if we trust in the living God on tonight, if we believe and do not doubt the God that we serve, who's able to do the impossible. Our pastor said, Pastor Rebecca told our church on Sunday, is there anything too hard for God? In the name of Jesus, he can give you a godly marriage. He can give you a house in the name of Jesus. He can make you a debt-free individual. God can remove every debt, every doubt. He can remove and lift that spirit of depression and oppression off of your life. God can do the impossible if we believe and receive and trust in the living God on tonight.
Yes.
You and I are not serving a God that's not able.
Yes.
We're not serving a God that is weak and feeble. We're not serving a God that can't do certain things. Our God is Jehovah, hallelujah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Shalom. Our God is all things. He's sovereign. He's perfect. He's God all by himself.
Yes.
So as my wife continues to pray,
yes,
we want to touch and agree with you and your family and your future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody just needs to praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and worship him right where you are. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Oh, thank God for the word. Thank God for the prophetic utterance on tonight. Thank God for the prayers that have already gone forth on today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, if you believe God, go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and open your mouth and say hallelujah. Sometimes we clap our hands, but God says, give me the fruit of your lips. Go ahead and open your mouth and give God some glory.
Yeah.
Give him some praise. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. We glorify your name.
Yes.
You are worthy, God. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayers on tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, for the man of God, Pastor Anthony Simmons, who has labored in prayer, labored in your word, labored in the prophetic on tonight, God, according to your spirit, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for speaking to us, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for confirmation for everything that you told us already about our healing, about our prosperity, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. About our destiny, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the house. We thank you for the car. We thank you for the husband. We thank you for the wife. We thank you for the relationship. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for the money, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the job, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the open doors, the great doors that are being opened on our behalf on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that nothing is impossible. We know that nothing is impossible for you, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for moving, God. We praise you, God. Lord, we love you. We want you to know tonight how much we love you, Jesus. We want to know you to know how much we love you, how much we appreciate you, how much we adore you, how much gratitude we have in our hearts towards you. God, you've done so much for us, and you have so many promises over our lives, oh God. And there's so much, God, that you are yet to do in our lives, and for that we are grateful, God.
Yes.
We thank you for your hand moving in our lives. We thank you, Lord, that you'll never leave us, that you'll never forsake us. We thank you, Lord, that you're always with us. We thank you, Lord, that you're not a man that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that you will repent and change your mind about what you have said about us, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that your word is sure, that your word is certain, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can bank on your word, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that we don't have to be afraid, that we don't have to be nervous, that we don't have to worry, oh God. In the name of Jesus, that we can just trust in you, oh God, putting our hope in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Trusting in your word and trusting, Father God, in your finished work, oh God, that is already done, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for divine manifestation, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that everything that you've spoken pertaining to us shall surely come to pass. We thank you for the appointed time, oh God. We thank you for the appointed season, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we bind up the hands of Satan. We come against every demonic attack. We come against every satanic assignment, against the lives of your people, against the lives of those who are gathered together on this prayer line on tonight, God. Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper. But Lord, what you have said about us, Father God, shall come to pass. We thank you, Lord, that greater are you on the inside of us than he that is in this world, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you tonight. We bless your name. We worship you on tonight. We magnify your name, oh God. Hallelujah. We break every chain. We demolish every stronghold that has set itself up against your people, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that when we are weak, you are strong, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we declare on tonight that your grace is sufficient for us, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you for the shed blood. We thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The blood that was shed on Calvary, oh God. The blood that would never lose its power, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That we can continue to rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we pray, even as we continue to pray, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for the prayer requests that have been submitted. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for the mother, Sister Tina Lane, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for healing her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing her out of the hospital. We thank you that by your stripes she is healed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that no weapon formed against her can prosper. Lord, you said she was healed, and therefore she is healed, God, in Jesus' name. Ha. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come against stomach ailments, and Father God, hallelujah, internal bleeding, oh God. Hallelujah. We come against, Father God, malfunction of the internal organs, oh God, and we call everything into order, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that she is well and that she will continue to prosper and be in good health, even as her soul prospers. We bind up the hands of Satan off of her body. You said you would satisfy her with long life, God, because she knows your name, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Mother Lane, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life. We thank you, Lord, for magnificent healing. We thank you for manifesting healing. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she's walking in wholeness. We thank you that she's walking in healing, oh God. And Lord, we pray for Sister Tina, oh God, even as she goes forth in the word on this upcoming Saturday, God. Lord, we bind up the hand of Satan, and we thank you for your hand upon her life, God. We ask, Father God, that you use her to your glory, God. Father God, word her mouth, oh God. Fill her up with your anointed Holy Ghost, oh God. Fill her up, oh God, and give her a Holy Ghost power. Give her a Holy Ghost boldness, oh God, to go forth and preach your word, God, even as she goes forth. Bless every woman, every person, Father God, that's going to come forth at Philly Mom Baptist Church on this weekend, oh God. Lord, we ask, Father God, the souls will be saved, the lives will be changed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you that it's already done. In the name of Jesus. So continue to have your way in Tina's life, God.
Yes.
Continue to use her for your glory. Continue to have your way. Use her at her church, oh God. Use her at Philemon, oh God. Bless the pastor, Reverend Allen, oh God. Bless every participant, oh God. Bless the women's ministry, the women's auxiliary, oh God. Bless them, oh God, and bless them indeed. So, Lord, we just thank you, God, for what you're doing, oh God, and what you're yet to do, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for Evangelist Elizabeth Page. In the name of Jesus, we pray your healing power over her life right now, even as she went for testing on today, God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Even as she goes for a procedure on tomorrow, God, we declare right now the blood of Jesus over her life. We declare that she is already healed. We declare total healing by the blood of Jesus. We declare by the stripes of Christ, she is healed, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare manifest the healing, oh God. We declare saying? Even God, that she won't even have to, oh God, supernatural healing.
Yes.
We declare supernatural healing over her life. So, Lord, we thank you. And we say, have your way. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done, God. Let your will be done. Let your will be done, O Lord. For every person connected to New Creation Church, God, we thank you for supernatural blessing, O God, over the life of every member. God, Lord, we as the pastors of New Creation Christian Church, God, we pray, Father God, that every member will be filled with the Holy Ghost. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. We pray that every member, oh God, will know you in the pardon of their sins. We pray that every member, oh God, will be manifested, will manifest your plan over their lives, God. We pray for every person that's connected, oh God, every person that has committed to this church, oh God, that you will bless them and bless them indeed, yeah. Oh God. Lord, Evangelist Robinia Leek, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for connecting her to this church, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that she has rolled up her sleeves. We thank you for Sister Rita Leek, oh God, that she has rolled up her sleeves. We thank you for Sister Carmen Callow, oh God, that she has rolled up her sleeves. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Kevin Callow, oh God, that he has rolled up his sleeves. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Hakita Edmond, oh God, that she has rolled up her sleeves. We thank you for Sister Lori Davis, oh God, that she has rolled up her sleeves, oh God. Hallelujah. Brother Marcus, oh God, Simmons, oh God. Hallelujah. He has rolled up his sleeves, oh God. Sister Shaniqua, oh God. Lewis, oh God. And she has rolled up her sleeves, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Sister Sudani Edmond, oh God. That she has rolled up her sleeves. Sister Kayla, oh God. Simmons, oh God. That she has rolled up her sleeves, oh God. Hallelujah. Every member, oh God. That you're not just a member in the pews, but those, Father God, who have committed their finances, who have committed their resources, who have committed their hands. Sister Dolores P. Tucker, oh God, in the name of Jesus, she has rolled up her sleeves, oh God. Every person that said, not only am I attached to this church, not only am I a member of this church, but I am a laborer in this church. I am laboring in this church. I am a sower in this church. Brother Lewis Simmons, oh God. Hallelujah. Sister Erica Anderson, oh God, who sows from Chicago, oh God, who sends in a weekly seed, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those who have attached to this church, oh God, who said, I want to see New Creation Church prosper. Every person who says, I want to see New Creation Church succeed.
Come on.
Every person that says, I want to see New Creation Church go forward, because this church is changing my life, because this church is changing the world, because this church is changing my family, because this church is changing the nation, because this church is making changes in the land, because the hand of the Lord is on this church. So, Lord, we thank you for every person, every type, We thank you for every type, God. Lord, we pray a special blessing upon the household of every type, for New Creation Church, oh God, for every type, every person, Father God, who writes a check, for every person, oh God, who buys a money order, for every person, oh God, who brings in physical dollars, oh God. We pray for every tither, for every sower, for every seed sower, for every giver, oh God, for every person who brings in an offering, oh God, for New Creation Church. And Lord, we pray a special blessing over their lives. Lord, that every need is met. We pray that we declare that they are debt free. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We declare right now that they are debt free. And Lord, even if they don't have a financial need, for every tither to New Creation Church, for every giver to New Creation Church, even if they don't have a financial need, Lord, meet every need in the name of Jesus. Meet every need in their family. Meet every need with their sons and their daughters. Bring the family back together where there is discord in the family, God. We pray right now, Father God, that you will bring divine order to that family where there are unsaved sons and unsaved daughters. We pray that you would bring the salvation to that family, that you would save every son, that you would save every daughter. That you would save every son, that you would save every, I bind up Satan right now in the name of Jesus. I come against the spirit of division, the spirit of retaliation. I come against witchcraft right now. I come against every demon on assignment against this prayer. See, the devil doesn't mind if we pray for houses and cars. But when we start praying for our church, when we start praying, Pastor, I'm feeling the spirit of nausea right now, even as I'm praying for New Creation Church, even as I'm praying for the families, as I'm praying for the tithers of New Creation Church, as I'm praying for the people who sow into this church, the devil is mad. So I'm going to pray right now for more for New Creation Church. I'm going to pray for every family. I'm praying for every tither. I'm praying for every sower. I'm praying for every giver. I'm praying for every committed member of New Creation Church. I come against every demonic assignment that has been sent against this church. I declare and decree that the members are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I declare that every seat is filled. I declare that every pew is filled. I declare that people are coming, that they are hearing about this church. I declare right now that the church is so full that there are not enough people. There's not enough room to hold the people that are coming to this church. I declare that they are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I declare that every chair is full. I declare that people are turning on Ustream. I declare that people are being delivered off of Ustream. I declare that people are being delivered off of Facebook. But they're not just staying on the internet. They are coming into the physical church, that the people are coming into the church, and not only are they coming into New Creation Church, but they are bringing their sons, they are bringing their daughters, they are bringing their co-workers, they are bringing their neighbors, they are bringing their families, they are bringing their bosses, they are bringing their nephews, they are bringing their granddaughters, they are bringing their nieces, that the anointing on this church is so great that there is revival in New Creation Church, and the revival is so great, and the anointing is so great that the people are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, that there are multitudes. We will have to open a second and a third location, just like the Lord showed us when we first started this church, that there would be overflow in this church, in New Creation Church, and the gates of hell shall not be able to prevail. They will not be able to prevail against the church, and the people are agreeing. See, there is power in agreement. When I said that I felt nausea when I was praying against the church, there's some people, there's some errands out there, and there's some errands out there, Pastor, and you and I, as we stand as Moses, that are holding up our arms because the nausea went away. Because the warriors are out there. See, this is New Creation Church, and we are praying on one accord. There is no schism in this church. There is no division in this church. And for every person who is praying and touching and agreeing with us, God says not only is he going to bless his house, but it's going to bless your house.
Wow.
Whether you're a member or not, for every person who is touching and agreeing with us on this prayer line, not only is it going to bless New Creation Church, but it's going to bless your house. And every need that you have, as you come and touch and agree with this prayer line, every need that you have that Pastor spoke about on the first half an hour of this prayer is overflowing to your house. Did you hear me? Every prophetic word that has been declared on this prayer line, because you are touching and agreeing in prayer with the prophets, you will receive a prophet's reward in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and praise him.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and praise God.
Hallelujah.
Give him the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. It's already done.
Thank you.
It's already done.
It's already
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I received that along with the callers tonight, along with the prayer warriors, the intercessors. It's amazing, but you often put against that spirit of retaliation.
Yes,
that spirit of backlash.
Yes, God.
That spirit of retaliation. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. He tries to shut us down. He tries to shut us up. And I know he's trying to shut the people of God up. But you're a real child of God. You're a real believer. We on this prayer line, we don't have a form of godliness. And denying the power thereof. Oh, there's no form of godliness no here. There's no hypocrisy here in the name of Jesus. Oh, I say that humbly. I say that humbly but confidently in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, thank you for the spirit of humility, but thank you for the spirit of boldness and courage in the name of Jesus. He told Joshua, be of good courage. Be of good courage. Everywhere the soles of your feet shall trod, I'll give it to you. I'll give you. Everywhere you go, I'll give it to you.
My God.
If you step on it.
Jesus.
And Pastor, I received that word tonight. I believe the people of God received their prayer tonight. Again, as we close out tonight, it's not rhetoric, it's not hype, but you're going to see in the reality, in the natural realm, in the earth realm, a demonstration, a manifestation. Amen. Is going to be a reality that you'll see with your physical eye of what you've been praying for, what you've been believing God for, and what you've been desiring. God has already done it. He has already sent it from that invisible supernatural realm into the natural realm. So, Pastor, it's just so powerful that as you just prophesied, you were speaking and praying on things that matter, and ain't nobody get mad but the enemy tried to come with infirmity and affliction. But you shut that devil up.
Amen. Amen. God set him up. Amen. To God be the glory. Great is he on the inside of us, that he that is in the world. And like Pastor said, we have the authority to shut the devil up. The Bible says that we will silence every wagging tongue, so you can shut the mouth of your enemy. Just like Pastor said, you can shut the devil up through the power of God that resonates and resides on the inside of you. You can silence every wagging tongue. So we silence every wagging tongue on tonight in the name of Jesus. Not bind up the spirit of the Antichrist that will come and try to speak lies to you in the name of Jesus, to tell you lies. Even as God has connected you with this church, I bind up the spirit of the Antichrist that will try to lie to you and tell you it's no use. Hallelujah. That is no use in believing. Hallelujah. The words that are coming forth, even on this prayer line, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, we pray for George Martinez on tonight. We pray for the landlord at 87 First Street. We ask that you would continue to bless them. And even as we've transitioned from from Hillside, for as we transition from Elizabeth to Hillside, God, we ask for divine favor from George and Martha Martinez. Oh, God, as they have extended grace and favor to us, oh, God, that you will open, Father God, the doors to allow someone to come in, Father God, to take residence over in that property, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray to Pastor Malloy right now. Hallelujah. Pastor Suzette and Dennis Malloy, God, in the name of Jesus. Even as we move into Hillside, oh God, and have a second service over there, God, we ask that you would bless that building, oh God, even before we get there, oh God. Let your anointing reside there, God. Lord, we thank you for the fresh anointing that's going into that building at 1482 Maple Avenue, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. We worship you and we magnify your name, oh God. Lord, we pray, Father God, your peace upon the lives of every person that's on this prayer line on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless their households, oh God. Bless their homes. Bless their finances. Bless them in the job. Bless them as they come. Bless them as they go. Bless them in the city. Bless them with provision. Bless them, oh God, hallelujah, with property, oh God. Bless them, some are looking for partners, and bless them with a partner. Some are looking for jobs. Bless them with jobs, oh God. Some are looking for finances. Bless them with finances, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask that you will bless, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, your people, Father God, even as we meet on, confirm up all of the details of our move. We thank you for a smooth transition.
Yes.
We thank you for the programs that are being rolled out. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the drug and alcohol restoration recovery program where we will recover all. We thank you for souls being saved and lives being changed in the name of Jesus. I pray for my mother, Mae Thomas. I pray that you would touch her and continue to bless her. Bless my sister, Renee. I bind up Satan off of her life. I bind up sickness and depression off of her life. And I declare total healing over her life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I pray you were blessed tonight. We're going to listen to a little Tamla, man, before we go off the air. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We are still in Elizabeth, 11 a.m. God moved in a mighty way on this Sunday. My wife and one of the members, Evangelist Elizabeth Page, preached a message, "Is there anything too hard for God," coming from Ezekiel chapter 37. I believe the video is on the YouTube, but it's a powerful word from the Lord, a prophetic word from the Lord. God used Pastor Rebecca, Evangelist Page, mightily as a tag team, just like the WWF, and it was a blessing to the New Creation Church family. We had some visitors, and everybody was blessed. But what a powerful word. We'll be there again this Sunday. We got about 3 more weeks in the city of Elizabeth. It's the end of the month, our youth conference, Friday through Saturday. Step show, spoken word, our young people going to take over the service. We got young people at New Creation on fire for God. Hallelujah. We got teenagers and college kids and just on fire for God at a young age. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. But we want you, if you not part of the New Creation Church family, come and worship with us at 11 a.m. This Sunday we'll be there, 87 First Street, 11 a.m. sharp for our worship service. Amen.
And if you're listening via the archives, July the 20th, the weekend of July the 27th, 2013 will be our last weekend in Elizabeth. And the first week of August, the weekend of August the 4th, we will be in Hillside. So August the 4th, 2013, we will be in Hillside, 1482 Maple Avenue at 1230 will be the service. About 12 o'clock, 1230 will be the start of the service. We're firming that up. We'll make further announcements. You can get details later on our website at nccmonline.org. So we're looking for our service to go from about 12 to 2. And then we will, but we're going to worship God, and the word will be coming forth with power. Amen. So to God be the glory for the great things he is doing. It will be a second service. The first service will be conducted by Faithful Christian Christian Ministries, and that will be at 10 o'clock. Amen. So our service will start right after theirs at about noon. Amen. You don't want to miss this move of God for this season of New Creation Church. Amen. So God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen. We love you, and so does God.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused.
My offering.